Whatever. He blamed it on me the whole ride up here.
My son does the same thing. I know stale peas when I smell it. You know what I'm saying? That was the dog. It was the dog. So now tell me, Eric, and we'll see. You're going to be doing a USO tour, I hear. You're going to be doing something for the soldiers. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I'm not on the tour. I'm not on the USO tour.
Oh, he said you were stuck.
Hold on. I'm going to put him on the May 11th show. I'm going to have him do a USO show with me on May 11th at the Laugh Factory Long Beach.
See, you don't know that yet.
Long Beach. Look at that.
Well, we just found that out. Where's the champagne?
Well, no, we talked about it. But no, I'm actually, I just came off the Monsters of Comedy tour. We traveled the country, actually the world, and I just got picked up with the GIs of Comedy, and there's a veteran that represents each branch of the military.
I love it.
We're represented by Armed Forces Entertainment, the USO.
Mm-hmm.
We also rep by the Wounded Warriors. So, yeah, we kicked off our tour a couple weeks ago at John Lovitz Comedy Club in Universal City in Los Angeles.
So cool.
And I'll be in Fort Bragg here doing some more shows. And then we got Comedy Central gave us the thumbs up on a Comedy Central special.
Whoa, that'll be big.
We're going to shoot that live in front of the troops in September in Afghanistan. And we got Gary Sinise and Lieutenant Dan Band traveling with us. And we got the Pinup Girls. Awesome.
Pinup Girls, speaking of that, we got Nick over here from Penthouse, the new place. We're going to talk to him in a minute. But where's the girls, Nick?
The girls are getting prepped and ready.
Oh, man. We're waiting for the girls in here. They were so excited about it.
Yeah.
They have to come down and see us.
Yeah, I'm actually not surprised that women took too long to get ready, though.
Oh, that's real funny. But that's
surprising.
Old stuff, okay? We don't do that anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Not on the Broad Show. You don't do that.
That's right. Not on the Broad View. We love Wayne for putting this together at the Pioneer. You know you could do some filming down there. That is such an awesome place.
I'm going to.
Place.
We're
going to
tape tonight.
Oh, you are?
We're taping tonight. So. Absolutely. The place is gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful venue.
Intimate.
It's comfortable.
So you have to be clean on this first show. And so Craig Ferguson has told me that they need like a 4.5 clean set for me from the Late Show, Late Show.
And you said, ooh,
so I'm
going
to try to tape. Yeah. You know what, though? I stayed clean for 30 minutes last night before I just couldn't do it anymore.
30 whole minutes?
I tried. But you know what? You can tell when an audience wants something.
When they want it. I know. And when they're rubbing themselves and they're sweating and they're going.
Absolutely. When you start flicking. No, I'm not going to
say that. Yeah. Don't say
but
that.
No, I felt like they.
They start getting closer to each other, and
you could just feel it. And so I did kind of open up the material last night, and it was fun. We had a great time.
Oh, I'll bet.
And so, but then Wayne's like, "Hey, tomorrow first show, can you just kind of really keep?"
Well, Wayne's the one, you know, he's got to pay the dues.
Absolutely.
If you somebody's kid, how old do you have to be to get in there?
16.
Anyway? 16.
On the 8 o'clock show tonight.
So it's got to be something 16-year-olds can understand, which I think the 10 o'clock show would be fine.
Come on, at 16, we've already heard it all.
I think 16-year-olds today understand a lot.
Oh my God.
Dirtier things than even we understand.
They probably be sitting back there going, "Oh yeah, that was funny 10 years ago."
At 16, I was trying to sneak into Nick's place. I mean, come on, you know,
only. It was called Susie's back then.
Right.
Wonderful. Well, hey, have a great show tonight.
Absolutely.
Tonight, come on down, Pioneer Underground. Wayne, thank you for bringing this from North Tahoe.
Can we give you some tickets?
Well,
can we do that?
They're emailing us now. We're going to put them on Wayne's comp list.
Awesome.
So
perfect.
If someone wants to come, all they have to do is email me at broadview1@live.com.
Yeah, do that. Get yourself some tickets. Treat yourself.
See, Eric? Oh, it's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
Have a great show.
Thank you. It was
nice
to meet you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Love it. Thank you for coming. Thank you, Wayne. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk to Nick, the new Penthouse. It's on the news. It's everywhere. Everybody's talking about it, although I can't tell you what the girls look like because we thought we were going to have them, but they're not here. So come back with us. You're on Fox News 1270.
Michael Savage on 1270. Welcome back to Broadview on Fox News Radio 1270, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. What a jam-packed show today, huh, JP?
Good.
Wow, huh?
Yeah.
It's been so fun. And then finally, Nick, thank you so much for coming in. I mean, I sent my associate producer on a mission. I said, you know what? Everybody's talking about this Penthouse. Penthouse is coming into town, and it's opening up. You're having your grand opening tonight. You had some remotes, radio remotes and things last night, did you?
That's right. We actually have live radio remotes taking place starting at 5 o'clock.
Tonight, huh?
Tonight, in about an hour and a half.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't get much sleep last night, did you?
No.
You had fun.
We were out pretty late. It was fun and very successful.
Let me ask you something. I want to know about these girls. I mean, we have fantasy. We have fantasy girls. We have men's club. Are these going to be some good-looking girls?
Oh, they're some of the most beautiful women in the world.
This isn't just going to be pole dancing.
No, it's a show club. We have Cirque du Soleil-style shows, burlesque shows.
Oh, yeah.
We have a beautiful scarf act. We offer everything.
Okay, can women come in? You know what I'm telling you? I went to lunch with a friend of mine once. wanted me to see the men's club, and I'm, you know, I'm open. I'm an older woman, so I'm open to it.
Is this some kind of a self-confession?
I had to wait for him, although I did talk my way in.
How many dances you buy?
There we, no, I didn't buy any. They had me up there. And I had to wait to be escorted. Is that what's going to happen here if I come over here? You're going to go, who are you with?
No, it's not.
Where's the man you're with?
Ah, we're couples friendly. We don't.
Really?
You can come in by yourself.
Oh, I love that.
All you got to do is call me. I'll come and grab it and get you at a table.
I'll come and grab you, yeah, get you at a table.
I'm not going to dance for you.
I want to fly. You won't. Hey, you're good looking. Could you blend? How about some men dancers? Can we get something like that going on here in town? I'm not talking about those guys coming through from Australia every now and then.
Well, we're juggling that thought.
Well, I think it would be great. You could have a ladies' night and have some good pole dancing men up there with some big muscles, and we love it.
You think I can?
Yeah, I think you could. You're cute. You're small, but you're cute.
What?
So, Nick, what made you come to Reno with this penthouse?
Well,
you did some research.
I've worked here. And, my bosses came to Reno for penthouse. They did it for the city of Reno.
Really?
Yeah. Stimulate the economy, create jobs. This is the most extravagant, most beautiful show club you'll see in the country.
I haven't been there to see it. Where is it? Tell us where it's located.
It's at 1060 Telegraph Street, right off of Mill Street.
Okay, tell us how to get there, though, because it's one of those things where you can...
Well, if you head north on 395, you get off on Mill Street.
Take a right.
Okay. You go through Terminals Light. Two streets later, you make a right on Telegraph, and you'll see the signs.
By the Ronald McDonald House?
No.
Oh, my
that's
God.
The opposite way.
No, it's not.
They're all invited, too, though.
Of course they are.
Yeah, everybody's invited.
Wow. So how many girls are going to be in there at any one time as hostesses?
Well, you know, anywhere between 50 to 80 girls.
Good grief. You're expecting a big bunch of guys coming in there, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
No. We just talked about that. It's not
guys. I don't know. What is a showgirl place, and how is that different?
A showgirl?
It's a bit different from
They're called key girls.
Pole dancer.
They represent the penthouse clubs from around the country, around the world.
They're called penthouse key girls. Yeah, penthouse.
This is penthouse. But the difference is they're not showgirls, they're key girls.
Okay.
And we have showgirls, which are also our key girls, that perform the Cirque du Soleil acts as well as the fire acts. And
how awesome.
Everything.
When do you open every night?
We're open from 5 p.m. daily.
Until whenever you decide.
Until
the 4th Street people stop coming in.
4th Street, they got to make it that far?
Oh yes, indeedy. They love an after-hours club.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so your grand opening is tonight. What's the big deal? What's going to happen? What's going to be fun?
What's going to be fun is we're going to have 5 different acts on stage beginning at 9 p.m. And all the burlesque show, the Cirque shows.
All
table
on one
service. We have an open dinner menu starting tonight. We have fresh African Tristan lobster tail. We get imported cold water Tristan lobster tail from Africa. We get imported every week.
So it sounds to me like you're going to have to give away your firstborn child to get in there and have a good evening.
Not at all. We're very affordable.
You're going to serve lunch or just dinner for now?
Just dinner from to begin with.
See what happens, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're planning on staying for a while here?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. We're established. We're going to be established for a long time.
And what are you going to do over there, Nick? What's your part? You just getting it open and then you're moving on to another one?
I'm the hospitality host, one of the hospitality hosts. And when you
permanently,
come to the door,
you're going to be here, staying here?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. When you come in, I'm the one who will take care of you.
Now, will there ever be any of the penthouse pinups from Penthouse there?
Absolutely.
Will there be parties
we
like
actually
that?
We have the penthouse girls in tonight. They've been in for the last few days. And tonight for our grand opening, we have Nikki Benz, Heidi Baron.
Which one's Nikki Benz here? Show me which one she is. In the purple?
Yeah, that's Nikki.
Yows! Oh, my gosh.
We got Sabrina Marie, Taylor Vixen, Nikki Benz, and Heidi Baron.
Well, these are all real names,
right? All penthouse pets. Absolutely.
Now, what does this have to do with that squirrely little old freaky man? Does he still own these places? The Penthouse Magazine?
Penthouse Magazine, we got the name. We have the rights to the name.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes. And Penthouse Magazine does have a lot of say in what we do, but...
How does that happen? Like a franchise, you mean?
Yeah.
Like anybody could get a...
It's like a franchise, yeah.
How big is it?
We're 12,000 square feet, 2 stories, 4 stages.
Gosh, I can't even picture where this is. I'm trying to get my brain around. Did you completely remodel someplace that was there?
Yes.
Yes, of course you did.
I can't say it. It's like saying Lord Voldemort. Can't say it.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you give us a hint? Is it red?
No, it's not red.
Oh, how exciting.
It might be gold.
Really? I'm really happy about this. I think this is great. It looks like it's going to be very tasteful.
No, it's nothing but high-end, high-class club.
I got to be honest with you. There's nothing worse than for a woman who is sophisticated and cares about herself and her mate and goes to a club where the girls just come over and jump in his lap. That is just so unacceptable.
I don't mind taking
my man down to have a good time and feel good, but I want to be the one he's touching when we get out of there. See what I'm saying?
That's what we're about. That's what we're about. Nothing but class, nothing but style.
Awesome.
Couples friendly. Anybody could come down there.
Very excited. Hey, good luck with your grand opening tonight.
Thank you so much. Yeah. We open at 5 p.m. daily.
5 o'clock tonight.
Tonight is the grand opening party.
So it's 10. Is it open to the public tonight?
It's open to the public. Open to everybody.
Did you do an invitation list yet?
Yes, we did.
Where's my invitation? I didn't. How'd I miss it?
Yeah, I'm your personal escort. I'll walk you right in the door. All you got to do is call me.
I think you're all set, Jay.
I think I'm set.
Based on the way he's talking.
And my sweetie who's listening right now is going, Jay.
I got you a private room.
Tickets, Jay. Tickets.
Did you hear that? Private room for
I got
JP.
You a private room.
Oh, see, now
I'm
going
to take you
out
to the back door. You got the private room.
Private rooms. I bet that's expensive, huh?
You're absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not expensive.
Okay.
It's very affordable.
What's he going to say?
Very affordable.
1060 Telegraph Street, the penthouse. Welcome to Reno. We're glad. Thanks for coming in today, Nick.
Thank you so much for having
me. I'll see you over there, okay?
Thank you.
Don't tell anyone. JP, thank you.
Thank you.
You're a doll. You coming next week?
I love it.
We'll have some fun.
I'll see you guys tonight.
Yeah, you'll see us. Okay, thank you for listening. This is Broadview on Fox News KBZZ Sparks Reno. And it's an Americom broadcasting station. Where is it? Reno Sparks.
Don't look at me.